Freedom Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday night, the time is right for trivia. And we've got about 2 hours and 20 minutes of it tonight. So I'm ready for you. Are you ready for me? We got bumper stumpers A to Z going into every segment. I'll play a bumper. And we're still working with the letter J, but I'm going to be even more specific than that tonight. Everybody's Jimmy. Now, before you think, oh, that's easy, I'll just throw out any Jimmy I know. No, you have to give me the title of the song as well. So you have to correctly identify your Jimmys, and there won't be multiple choices on that. Multiple choices on just about everything else, though. And, of course, you know the deal about trivia. We do it for the fun of it. The prizes, and we do send them, but they aren't worth the postage it takes to get them to you. So you get a certificate proving you're a triviate and things of that nature. But for the most part, you're doing it for fun, and I hope you will join me. 888-876-5593. That's 8888 Raleigh. And of course, I can prattle on Tuesday through Thursday nights without you, though I prefer your calls. But on Monday night, we can't play trivia without you. So I'm on bended knee begging. Now, in addition to the bumper stumpers, you can have your own category, whatever you want. If you know something about something, well, I got a question for you. But I also have a starter question. 88% of employees say they've done this. Done what? 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. They're lining up. We'll talk to Bill. We'll talk to Tom. We'll hopefully talk to you coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
I'm Daddy Rolling Stone. Daddy Rolling Stone. Girls call me Daddy, Daddy Rolling Stone. Girls, you think you've had loving. Girls, you think you've had fun. But girls, you ain't had nothing until your daddy comes home and I'm the daddy.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and who is that? It's Bumper Stumpers A to Z. Everybody's name starts with Jimmy. In fact, that's the first name on all of them. You have to tell me the last name and what the song is, of course. 1962 on ATCO. That's almost a gift to start it off. And our starter question, 88% of employees say they've done this on the job. Done what? And Kathy in Chicago is going to be the first up to guess it. If I can find my magic twanger there we go. So we can put Kathy on the air and say, hey, Kathy, thanks for calling WGN.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you tonight?
All right. How about yourself?
Real good. Thank you. I've had two suggestions.
Okay.
One, that they call in sick when they're not sick.
Ooh, that's not it, but I'm sure probably 100%.
That's true. I've done that a few times.
Yeah.
And the other one was maybe went to work and said they were sick so they could get out early.
I like that, too, but nope, that's
done
not
that
it.
Too.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
All right, Kathy, thanks for trying.
Thanks. You have a great evening.
You too. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. All right, so nice guesses, but not right. Bill is in Bala. Welcome to WGN Radio, Bill.
Hi, Raleigh.
What's up?
I did want to have a go at trivia, but before I do, I did want to ask, I think you were talking with Donovan last week, and he had expressed some concern about blind people and social distancing. Is that right?
Yeah.
The long canes that blind people use, do they tend to be between 4.5 and 5 feet or so?
Well, not everybody uses a cane. That's number one, but okay. Yes,
okay.
Yes, you can certainly swirl it in all directions and maybe do all sorts of things in the process.
Okay, well, that was kind of my idea where, okay. I mean, social distancing is 6 feet, right?
Yeah, well, hopefully it's a term of the past.
I was going to say, but what I was going to suggest is if he feels like he's being crowded, what he might want to try is if the cane is, you know, roughly 4.5 or 5 feet, social distancing is 6 feet. Maybe if you were to attach a cattle prod on the end of the cane and sweep the area with the cane, that would really help people observe the good social distancing.
Yeah, the cattle prod is a nice touch, and perhaps a blinking red warning light as well.
Right. Well, I know nothing says I'm here quite like a cattle prod.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, and then the other thing I had was, have you ever heard of a guy by the name of Wiley Brooks?
I'm not sure.
Well, last week you had said that you were contemplating giving him food, and Wiley Brooks, well, let me ask this. Have you ever heard of a group of people who call themselves breatharians?
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah.
Yeah, Wiley Brooks' shtick was essentially claiming that, well, this food stuff is pretty much a racket, and all you really need are sunlight and fresh air to live.
Uh-huh.
But what happened was apparently he was spotted coming out of a 7-Eleven bearing a hot dog, Slurpee, and Twinkies, which, as you might imagine, probably puts a bit of a damper on the career of a guy who claims you need nothing but air and sunlight. So
yeah, I vaguely remembered that. That's like the early 80s.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I was just going to suggest that if you were serious about giving up food, he might be the guy to talk to, but then again, maybe not.
Well, is he still with us?
Yeah, he is. And in fact, I read what brought into mind was I stumbled across an interview with him where apparently he claims that, well, in the environment in the U.S., you're surrounded by ads and junk food. So what I wildly have to do every now and again is I have to have a McDonald's quarter pounder meal with Diet Coke. The media person he was doing the interview with said, well, why that meal specifically? And Wiley came back with, well, because it's the only food that is not radioactive. And no, yeah. I'm not making that up.
Yeah, of course. Right. I remember that because I think about 15 years later, he was on some type of a seminar tour. And I'd forgotten all about him until you mentioned this. And
yeah, that's the guy, because one of the things he was doing on his little tour was he was selling bottles of what he claimed was liquefied air, but what you and I, in our ignorance, might call just plain old water, and he was trying to flog them for like 10 grand a pop or something.
Yeah, I do vaguely remember this. And there's a lot of gurus who over the years, you know, the people in India who really are in the Himalayas or whatever, who feel they have transcended food. But I don't, maybe, yeah, maybe no, I don't know. But I'm pretty sure that Wiley was not one of them. And I didn't think he'd recover from the 7-Eleven binge. But then on that tour about 20 years later, there were a bunch of articles about how everybody had to have a Twinkie now and then. Okay.
Well, my favorite story about him was apparently his sweetie was lying in bed one evening, and she noticed that he wasn't there and that there were strange noises coming from the closet. If it were me, I'd grab a fire extinguisher before I opened the door. But apparently her curiosity overcame her fear. So she opens the door, and what is it? Allegedly, he was in there scarfing Twinkies.
Yeah, that's. I'm surprised he's alive. He'd be in his 90s by now.
Yeah, he's. I think he's in his roughly his 70s or so. Because if I remember correctly, he actually had a career doing sound. He was a sound engineer for bands like Led Zeppelin way back when.
Yeah, but in the mid 80s, around the 7-Eleven fiasco, he was pushing 50.
Oh, wow, already. Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, maybe I can't add, but that tells me he's up there.
Okay. Well, I haven't kept particular track of him, because between the Twinkie in the closet fiasco and the 7-Eleven bit, my faith in him would not exactly be at an all-time high, put it that way.
I'd forgotten all about him. He's up there with famous libertarians, no doubt. Oh, man, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's just when you mentioned, hey, you know, I'm thinking of giving up this food business, I thought, you know, maybe there's a guy she could talk to.
No, yeah, I won't be. All right. Well, good. Hang on a minute. I know we're going to play trivia. Don't go away, because we will do that. But first, all right, attention radio lovers. Yeah, I know everybody like me, right? Well, you probably already know about the C. Crane catalog, and they are just terrific. If you don't, ccradio.com, you'll find something you got to have. But want to mention, because we're coming into summer and we're coming into weather and things of that. So being prepared for extreme weather conditions is the way to go. And I'll tell you what, it's finally back in stock. The CC SkyWave radio does it better than anything else. It has an alarm when NOAA weather issues an alert. The alert can warn you in advance of impending problems. But not only that, it's got great AM and FM, good reception. And it makes an excellent pocket travel radio. It covers the shortwave and aviation bands for travel, which lets you listen to nearby pilots and air traffic controllers, which is always fun. Runs up to 70 hours on 2AA batteries and more. So go to ccradio.com and check it out. It is just a terrific little addition to your arsenal. And if you don't have one, I think you're going to want one. And as I say, the only caveat, you'll find something on this catalog you just got to have. So right now, the CC SkyWave, get it while it's still in stock. You can call them and order over the phone as well. 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. But if you can go online, that's the best way to see everything, ccradio.com. It's also available at REI, Bi-Mart, and Amazon. You tell them Raleigh sent you, and I think you're going to like it, the CC SkyWave. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio. James, Monday Night Trivia, all the bumpers are up for play, and everybody's a Jimmy. And, of course, you've got to not only give me a last name, but you have to tell me the title as well. And then you're an instant winner. But, of course, the prizes are certainly not worth it. but not worth the postage. But you get a nice certificate saying you won, and maybe a comic book or a tabloid or who knows. But most of all, you have the fun of playing. And we've got plenty of things to do. In fact, after the news, I think Wesley in Chicago is gonna knock off one of our bumpers, maybe the first one. And we'll get back to Bill in Ballo, who's got a trivia question. Tom in Covington. Ken in Chicago, he's got jokes, songs, and Mother's Day. Hopefully everybody survived. We'll pick it up right there in moments right here on WGN Radio.
Your tender smile. What good are my lips if I can't kiss you, girl? No, not even once in a while. My life is so blue, girl, since I lost you. I don't need my arms, 'cause I know that they will never hold you again. What good are my ears when they only hear bad gossip from our so-called friends? My life is so blue, girl, since I've lost you.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, Monday Night Trivia. And the bumper stumpers are all Jimmy's. Jimmy who? Now, all you have to do is tell me when you're guessing, Jimmy, what song you're guessing. All right? So if you don't know the song, it's not going to help. But if you do, well, that's an instant win. Like I say, the prizes aren't worth it. You're doing it for the fun of it, but we do mail you something. All right, before we get back to Bill on his trivia question, Wesley in Chicago knows the first bumper, so he says. So, Wesley, welcome to WGN Radio.
And thank you, and good evening, Raleigh. The first one was Jimmy Ricks from the fabulous group of the Ravens.
Yes, it was. Daddy Rolling Stone, you're absolutely right. That's what we opened with, 1962 on ATCO.
Mm-hmm. And the second one, if I may ask, is Jimmy Ruffin.
No, it's not. As far as the second one was not Jimmy Ruffin.
It's not Jimmy Ruffin. Okay.
The second one wasn't. Well, but now, if you hear some other Jimmy Ruffin, you know, you give me the title and you'll be right. But the second one, and nobody's going to get that second one, Feel the Warm, I don't think. But it's not Jimmy Ruffin.
Well, I must have had them in different orders.
All right, anyways, well, if you know a Jimmy Ruffin, give me the title.
The title was, My Life Will Be Fun. I know it, but I don't have it on my mind. But
well,
I know it.
You've won anyway, because Jimmy Ricks is absolutely right. So hang on, mm-hmm. and we'll get your address and we'll mail you something.
Okay.
All right. Don't go away.
Can I get a request in?
Oh, sure. And I'm going to be playing more of your stuff this week. Yeah, I loved that Temptations record you picked that I played last week. Just terrific.
Okay. And since we're speaking of the Ravens, I would like to hear If You Didn't Mean It.
Oh,
by the Ravens.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
That's a nice one, and Jimmy Ricks does a real good bass voice on it.
Yeah, he was so good. All right.
Yep.
Well, hang on.
Yeah.
Don't go away.
Okay, Miss Robin.
Good deal. All right. So, yes, indeed. And, there might have been a Jimmy Ruffin in that mix. It wasn't the second one we played, but you got to get the title. Now, back to Bill from Bala. Apologies for that, Bill. What were we working on?
Well, I was about to take the plunge here, but I guess I'd better make sure of my trivia terminology first. I believe a full James is 24 guesses. Is that right?
No, I believe that's 36.
Okay, well, I think I want to do a semi-James and try my luck with a half dozen. Is that okay?
All right.
Yeah, is
now,
that okay?
We're talking about 88% of employees say they've done this.
Okay, first guess is slept with the boss.
Oh, God, no.
Okay, second guess is done donuts in the employee parking lot.
No.
Okay, done drug deals in the employee parking lot.
88%. I can just see it now. No.
Well, I guess that might depend on where you work. Okay, next guess is nicked something from work, be it a notepad or a photocopier or even a company car.
Nope.
Okay. Showed up for work in their pajamas and hoped that no one would notice.
Nope.
Okay. Spent the weekend at a nude beach and showed up for work in the nude on Monday and hoped no one would notice.
And be disappointed if they didn't notice, but nope.
Okay, well, I guess that last one was stretching things a bit. Okay, well, those are my guesses. Can I try an alternate category, please?
Absolutely.
I was hoping to try fads and crazes of the 1920s.
Oh, my God. Well, now that's interesting. And you'll probably know them all too. Are you a shut-in? No. Okay, let's see what we can give you from the Roaring Twenties, where it really ranged from the athletic to the ludicrous, to say the least. And so we won't ask you about the Charleston or any of the marathons, i.e., dancing or things like that. Let's see if we can't find you something better than that. Oh, I didn't realize that. All right, well, I'm not going to ask that. I had no idea that was... All right. He was well known, and I'll tell you who he is in a moment, and his feat, which happened in Chicago, became a fad for people to attempt. They called him Hold'em Powers. What was Hold'em Powers doing that other people in the 20s said, oh, I'm going to do that?
Was this flagpole sitting?
Absolutely right. It was. That's exactly right.
Okay. Okay, just as a minor point here, I prefer not to be referred to as a shut-in. I'd instead prefer you to call me a weirdo instead.
Oh, you all right, but yeah.
I think that the term weirdo has a lot more dignity and cachet attached to it. That's why.
Well, it probably does. And on top of that, what I really want to know, and this makes you the envy of virtually all of us, is where the hell do you find the time to learn all this stuff?
Well, see, that's my problem, is a lot of the stuff is stuff I picked up over the years, because I have one of those memories where if you were to ask me, okay, what do you need to do to complete this important project you're working on right now, I couldn't tell you. But if you were to ask me, okay, what did Mickey Mantle have for breakfast 30 years ago, that I'd probably know. So
yeah.
I don't know if there's a name for it, but if it's trivial and it took place a long time ago, that I can probably remember. If it's important and it took place 5 minutes ago, forget it.
I'm with you there, although it's all kind of fading into the distance now. But as usual, you are a winner. Hang on, Bill. We'll confirm that address. All right. So, yes, flagpole sitting. That's what Hold'em Powers, in fact, did. And then others, see the fact that he did it, okay, there's always one nut in the crowd. It's that the people who followed suit, the hundreds, if not thousands of people who said, oh, that sounds like a fun idea. Yeah, we've got, let's see, Jeff is a first-time caller. He's in Bradley, Illinois. He heard a bumper from last week. Well, they're all identified already, but hello, Jeff.
Good evening, Miss Raleigh. How are you?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm not a first-time caller. I've called before.
Oh, well, it says you're a first-time caller. Oh, you know what?
No.
I know why. I know exactly why, because the phone number came up again, and that's what it said the last time you called, so it's still there. Okay.
Okay.
I'll wipe that out of the
system.
I'm
a second-time caller.
Well, very good.
Okay, well, I have a possible answer to a question and a compliment to you.
All right. Let's hear the answer.
Okay, well, somebody may have already given you the answer to this, but... usually the speed I go, which is not very fast, I'm just now getting around to answering this question from 5 days ago, but that's my speed. I heard you play Jerry Wallace, How the Time Flies, his first hit from 1958.
I did. Yes, that's not in play, of course, because right after the show on Monday nights, I put the answers online at Raleigh.net.
That's right. I forgot. Yes, okay.
So that is sitting there, but you're right. How the Time Flies was Jerry Wallace. Bob in Memphis loves that song.
Did somebody answer that?
No, nobody got any of them last week that I think. Let's see, we had Jay and the Techniques, the Jelly Beans, J.W. King, Janie Grant, Jay Wiggins, Gene Knight, the Jesters, Jerry Jackson, Jeannie Trevor, Jerry Wallace, Jimmy Weatherspoon. I didn't get to Jeannie and the Darlings. That was an answer record. I was going to play it tonight, but then I realized, oh, well, the heck with it. I'll just do Jimmy's. So we're doing Jimmy's tonight.
Okay, well, all right. So at least I'm on the record as Jerry Wallace.
Yeah.
How the Time Flies, having that one, knowing that one.
Yeah.
Okay. And my compliment to you is I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for what you did. And again, we're talking about my speed here. It was 2 weeks ago. You had a conversation about somebody who called about my favorite childhood radio station, and you went on for a half hour without a commercial break.
Oh, man.
And talked about the entire history of the station. And you just, let me tell you something, you made my day.
Oh, great. All right.
My favorite childhood radio station growing up was WJJD.
Yeah.
And I actually was such a fanatic of the station that I got to know many of the jocks that work there, and I was the last person to visit their studio before the demise.
Oh, wow.
It just really warmed my heart that actual people remembered that, because that's like, you know, that's a treasure. That's a treasure to me. I feel like that music that they played and some of these stations that we talk about on the air here, it's just a distant memory and it's all forgotten now.
Oh, it is forgotten. You're so right. And yes, WLS did not start Top 40 in Chicago, but and a lot of other things as well. That's right. Yeah, JJD had an interesting history and did well in spite of being owned by Shearing Plough for a while.
That's correct. Yeah.
Certainly not because of it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. But if you look on my Facebook page, you'll see a picture of the WJJD studio that I took when I visited there, and that's my homepage, and I'm afraid that when people look at it, they say, what station? You know, how long ago is this? I mean, this picture looks like it's 100 years old. I mean, so.
Well, that's the litmus test. Now you know who to accept as a friend. If they ask you what that is or have anything insulting to say about it, they're off the list. It's that simple.
That is correct. Yeah.
Right. So yeah.
That is correct. That's a good litmus test. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad you called and do it again.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay,
you have a good night.
You too. 888-876-5593. We'll get to Ken in Chicago. He's got jokes, songs, and Mother's Day. Tom in Covington, Leah in Marcus Hook. Room for you too. And yes, a question in play, and that is: 88% of employees say they've done this. Done what? 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Tonight with you, for the first time, I have learned what my lips are for. And darling, now that I've kissed you, I am craving to kiss you more. Let me tell you, one after tonight. Arms. When I hold you, I can feel that the world is mine. Don't go away, don't you leave me, or I'll cry till the end of time. Let me tell you, long after tonight.
WGN Radio, I'm Riley James. Bumper numbers A to Z. We're not only doing J's tonight, they're all Jimmy's. Jimmy who? All right, so if you are taking a guess on that, you got to tell me which bumper you're asking, because you can't just call in and guess a Jimmy. You got to know the name of the song. All right, or you can try the question we have in play. 88% of employees say they've done this. Done what? And you can also have your own category. Sky's the limit. Whatever you would like, we're here to please. We got Ken in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio, Ken.
Hi, Raleigh. I hope you and John had a great weekend.
Yeah, same old stuff. You know, we work nonstop, so we're hoping for the day when we won't, but I don't think this year it's scheduled.
Well, thank you for, you know, bringing back these memories. It means a lot to us who listen to your show, Raleigh. It does.
That's a nice respite, you know, for me, too. You know, when you're
yes.
when you're sitting there all day wiring XLR connectors, suddenly this sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. All the stuff you come up from the past, that means a lot to us.
Yeah.
A lot of people say to me, Ken, stop living in the past. I say, I don't live in the past. I live in the present with the past. That's what I tell them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a guess on the trivia.
Okay.
88% of people. Take other people's food from the refrigerator.
Ooh, that's good. It's not right, but I bet they do.
Ooh, I bet they do. I've done it.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a list of famous mothers.
Okay.
And I got a few jokes.
All right.
And I got a few jokes and just one record. One song request.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let's see. I got my list. The famous mothers. The first one is the Holy Mother.
Yes.
Mama Cass.
Okay.
Mama Mia.
Okay.
Mother Goose.
Okay.
Whistler's mother.
Yes.
Old Mother Hubbard.
Uh-huh.
Mother Teresa.
Uh-huh.
Mother Nature.
Uh-huh.
Norman Bates's mother.
Okay.
Mother-in-laws. Let's see. Mother Necessity. She was the mother of invention.
Uh-huh.
The Queen Mother.
Uh-huh.
And last but not least, Big Mama Thornton.
Oh, yes, Big Mama Thornton. And but you didn't mention a real mother for you. That was Johnny Guitar Watson.
See, a lot of this stuff, you're going to have to educate them.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
all these songs didn't get to Chicago. You know, I think they stopped at Philadelphia.
No, they got on the air in Chicago, just not what you were listening to.
Oh, I was. Yeah. Okay, I got some quick jokes.
Okay.
Quick joke. Okay, what do you call a mushroom that likes to party?
Okay.
A fun guy.
Oh, no, you didn't. Okay.
Okay, here's a good one. I like this one. How does a teamster tell his son a bedtime story?
A teamster?
A teamster. How does he tell his son a bedtime story?
Well, forcefully, no doubt, but what's the answer?
Once upon a time and a half ago.
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. We're going to leave it right there. That's great. All right. So we'll pick it up there. And we've got Leah and Marcus Hook. There's plenty of room for you. We have a question in play. That is 88% of employees say they've done this, done what? But you can have your own category, whatever you want, right here on WGN Radio.
It's the end of a story, the end of a love that I thought was so sincere. No use to pretend now, it's really the end now, and I shed many a tear. It's the end of a love song, the end of a dream that we both had planned to share. It's just friend to friend now, it's really the end now, because you no longer
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's Monday Night Trivia. We've got another hour and a half of this. Of course, all the bumpers are always in play. Bumper Stumpers, and all of them tonight. The artist's first name is Jimmy. You just got to tell me the last name and the song to which you're referring, of course. Like this one. All right, we got a question in play. 88% of employees say they've done this. Done what? You can have your own category. It can be absolutely anything. And we are talking with Ken from Chicago, continuing on with jokes. And love that once upon a time and a half ago. That's great.
Those bumper stumpers are tough, Raleigh.
Yeah, but they're well-known artists.
I'm going to stick. I know. Well, I'm going to stick with what I know best, and that's dumb jokes.
All right.
I got two more.
Okay.
What do you call it when Tammy Faye Baker takes a shot of whiskey?
I can think of a lot of words. What?
A Bible belt.
Okay.
Here's the last one, and then the record request. Mm. A middle-aged woman goes to a doctor and asks, "Doctor, what can I do? What can I expect when I grow older?" And the doctor says, "It depends."
You didn't. All righty then.
Okay. I got I want to dedicate a song to, I think it's Laura and Dundee.
Okay.
All right, and that's from The Passions, Just to Be With You.
Ah, nice song.
Okay, and also I got a quick question for you about you. Are you in the Radio Hall of Fame?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to change that.
No, I'm sure they don't want me in there. They don't. They don't want me or the real Don Steele. Neither of us get to go.
Okay, well, I'm here in Chicago in the Museum of Broadcasting and Communications, where they give out that award this year, and I'm going to find out what it takes, the signatures and stuff.
Oh, man, aren't you kind? But no, I think I'm best left unknown, but that's very kind of you. All right, thanks.
But you should be.
I appreciate that.
You should be. Okay, you're welcome. Have a great night, Rob.
You too. Thanks. All right. I think it's Lisa in Dundee. I'm not sure. But Just to Be With You is a wonderful song by the Passions, of course. And let's see what we got with, well, in moments we will. Don't go away, Leah. We've got Leah and Marcus Hook. But I have some. There's something else. Yeah, something too numerous to mention. Let me look at the log because I know there's something. I just know it. Let's see. What was it? I know it's here somewhere. Let's see. Or isn't it? Maybe I'm just dreaming. No. Oh, I see. It's It comes up not now, but in minutes from now. So you'll wait with bated breath, bated breath, and hear this instead on WGN Radio. Bumper Stumpers A to Z. We're working on artists whose first name is Jimmy. This actually is a flip side of an Answer record out of New Orleans. And the A side, I can take it, leave it. But I thought this B side was a terrific record. So who is he? All right. 888-876-5593-8888. Roddy. And we've got Leah in Marcus Hook. Welcome to WGN Radio, Leah. How's it going tonight?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Raleigh?
All right.
I have there was a bumper I thought I recognized the guy's voice, but then I thought it was Rupert Holmes. It was that one Feel the Warmth, I think.
Oh, yeah. No, they're all Jimmys.
And then I heard you say they were all Jimmys, so I guess not.
Yeah, it's a nice record, though. It was a B-side also. Never got any airplay anywhere. It was on Columbia in 1970.
His voice is so familiar, though. Did he do any other things that were big hits?
No. The other side of it, the A side, didn't see the light of day anywhere either.
Oh, okay. Cause he must just sound like somebody I recognize. Okay.
Yeah. He's good, though.
I have four guesses for the trivia question.
Oh, good. So 88% of employees say they've done this. Done what?
Okay. I'm thinking it's things they did for their boss. That's just how I'm thinking it, but maybe it's not.
Well,
but
So if it is, what would it be?
Get coffee for their boss?
Nope.
Pick up dry cleaning for their boss?
Nope.
Buy presents for the boss's wife?
Nope.
At behest of the boss, of course. Got way too wasted at the office Christmas party?
No. 88%. Whoa, I want to go to those Christmas parties.
Okay, well, that's all I got for tonight, Raleigh.
Very, very good. No, they're all wonderful guesses. And, yeah, I like the way you're thinking. That's just not it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for trying. So, 888-876-5593. You'll get to Donovan in Vancouver here in a moment. He won 1973 music, and we still owe him a song from 1971. So, there's room for you, too. And like I say, if you don't like my question, whatever category, if you know something about anything, you know, this is the time to strut your stuff. Yeah, all you have to do is give me the category, and I'll find a question for you, such as we did with Bill from Bala for 1920s fads. Now, you don't have to be so esoteric, so to speak. You can pick something, anything, right here. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Me shoes.
I always laugh when I hear that. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Jimmy Who, all right? The reason I laugh is I remember playing this for Robert W. Morgan, and he got to the line when I was down and out. She even bought me shoes, and he just lost it. I don't want to hear that line again. And so he must have heard it half a dozen times. I can't believe it. I said, well, you're in real trouble because Benny King also recorded that record and several other luminaries. But this Jimmy had the definitive version. I thought Ed Townsend co-wrote it. It was on Everest in 1963. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. So we're playing Bumper Stumpers A to Z, and that's another Jimmy. They're all Jimmys tonight. So Jimmy Who? All right, so we've got Michael in Schaumburg. Welcome to WGN Radio.
How you doing, Raleigh?
All right, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I hope so. I got an off-the-wall joke here. Did you hear about the 95-year-old couple that wanted to get a divorce?
No.
They appeared before the judge, and the judge asked them, why'd you wait so long? And the gentleman says, well, we wanted to wait till the kids died.
Yeah, I have a feeling that was coming. That's great. Yeah. All righty.
Hey, I got a real quick question for you, too. Yeah. Have you ever been to Beverly Records in Chicago?
Yeah. Not recently, but yeah.
Okay, great. I haven't heard you mention it, but I figured I'd ask you.
Oh, yeah, well, there's
right,
so
thank
many.
You.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. All right. So, yeah, I mean, if they're selling records, I want to be there. And there's so few left. But Beverly is online, beverlyrecords.com. And they've been around, I think it's about 67, somewhere in the 60s. So yeah, and they've family owned and all that. So that is neat. And I can't remember what street, but I think they're on Southwestern. But in any event, yes, absolutely. And several places still hanging out and selling records, and that's an absolutely wonderful thing. And they used to have a jukebox club. Maybe they still do. All right, so let's see. James, of course, will have his three dozen guesses, no doubt. But Donovan in Vancouver. All right, so last week, Donovan, we owed you a 1971 song, but now you want to...
That's right.
Yeah, I can play it for you if you want.
The 71 song, you mean?
Yeah, I'm playing both for you. I'm on a 73 tonight.
Well, yeah, let's do 71. I feel a little robbed from last week that I never got that. So.
As well, and you'll get this right away. It was picked out just for you.
Thank you. Oh, Sam Peter's Sweet City Woman.
See, I knew it. I just knew it. When I saw that on the list, I said, oh, that's a Donovan song. So from 73, I picked out two, and I have a feeling you may know them both, but I'm almost positive positive you'll know the second one. But here's the first one. I promise not to forget the second one if you don't. So here you go.
It's not the Spinners, is it?
Nope. Sweet Charlie Baby was Jackie Moore, Sweet Charlie Baby, and I figured it might not even play in Canada. But this next one, oh man, you'll know it in the first couple notes, I know.
Babe, Hurricane Smith.
Of course it is, yeah. You betcha. All right.
I remember hearing in an old air checks once, Johnny Donovan at WABC saying, that's the sexiest record I've heard in a long time.
Oh, God.
By the way, I know you get, but I loved Bill from Bala. Thank you for the comment about the cattle prod on the cane. I think that I thought that was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, and I think it's an idea too. I think you might look into that. You could get away with all sorts of mysteries. Sorry, I'm blind. But
I've often thought it would be a classic YouTube video to send me into a China shop, and I'd just be spinning my cane around, and the people at the shop would not know what the heck is going on. Oops, sorry, didn't mean to knock that over.
That's perfect. Yes, absolutely. I'm for that. All right, well, okay. We got your address, and we'll add to your stash.
All right. Amazing. Thank
All right,
you,
thanks.
Raleigh.
Appreciate it. All right, so I didn't play Jackie Moore, never got any Canada play. Well, I know, what big shot. stock there. Well, Scotty in East Chicago knows a bumper. Welcome to WGN Radio, Scotty.
Hello, Riley. How are you today?
All right. What'd you hear, you know?
Jimmy Holiday, How Can I Forget?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great record.
It was. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Riley.
Yeah.
I've been having a little trouble lately.
What?
Herb Kent used to play a song. I don't know if it was on Mother's Day, Thanksgiving, or Christmas, but it was, he would talk on the record about his mother's cooking and all, and the Shalites sang. And some people been worrying me about that song, some old folks, and we can't find it nowhere.
Are you talking about Mother's Love with Marshall Thompson?
It was the Shalites, and Herb Kent would just talk about his mother's cooking, how you could smell the cooking when they come in the house.
Yeah.
And the Shalites would be singing.
All right. Well, I will play a couple examples for you tomorrow night. The other thing, you really opened a can of worms here when you decided you wanted other Guess Who versions. I came up with a dozen of them, but then Carol came up with another dozen. So we've got about 24 of them.
That was a really good record.
Yeah, well,
a few people made it.
And I'll tell you, so far, the absolute worst version, I mean, this is really a painful version, believe it or not, was Larry Graham in 1981. He shouldn't have done that. But there are some nice versions, including Ford Eaglin and Timmy Euro. So I'll be playing probably...
I heard Timmy Euro. I like that.
Yeah, I'll probably play about 20... Did you know Screamin' Jay Hawkins did it also? I've got that.
You know, I've seen him a couple of times. You know what? He was a weird dude.
Well, he was never sober.
No, he did. He had liked to drink.
Well, he had to drink. I mean, I don't think he was able to do I Put a Spell on You sober.
He was weird, though. He was weird.
Oh, I know. And I remember concert promoters hated him because he wouldn't go on stage unless there was a coffin there. And I've mentioned this before.
Right, he had to have his coffin.
He had to have that coffin. But the poor SOB in Baltimore didn't understand the difference and had a casket there. He said, I don't get out of no casket.
I've seen him and the Heartbeats together one time.
Oh, man.
I don't know who was the most weird.
Or Shep.
The one that sang lead with Shep James.
Shep. Oh, my God. Yeah.
He was kind of weird, too. He liked to drink.
Well, right. Again, they just were never in touch with reality. Absolutely. All right. Well, we got your address, I do believe, and you just won.
Well, I'm glad that. And if you can find that Herb Kent. A lot of people, they've been worrying me about that.
Okay.
And I remember the song, but it was Herb Kent was just talking.
Okay, you got
it. And the Shalites was singing.
I'm going to try to find that.
Okay, then. I don't know if it was something he might have just did.
Yeah.
For the holiday. I don't know.
Well, we're going to find out, at least if it's find out.
Okay, and thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Scotty.
I really appreciate your show.
I really always
have
a
beautiful night.
You too. All right, another hour of trivia coming up right here on WGN Radio.
Yes, I remember Christmas time at Mama's house. Those were some of the best times of my life. It didn't matter how good or how bad you felt before you got there. When you left there, you had the Christmas spirit. Just walking up to Mama's door with the snow crunching under your feet and feeling the anticipation and excitement of coming home made me feel good and warm all over. Yes, the memory of Mama's house at Christmas time will always have a special place in my heart because it was a special place filled with love.
Memories of Christmas time at
WGN Radio. So that's for Scotty. It is the Shylights with Friends with Herb Kent, Ricky Rush, and Willie Henderson. It's from actually 2006, Christmas time at Mama's house. And when you're looking for it, you got to spell Mama right. M-O-M-M-A apostrophe S, Christmas time at Mama's house. CD Baby will burn you a CD of that if you want it. So found it. All right. But we're doing Bumper Stumpers A to Z. And of course, tonight, everybody's a Jimmy. And as Scotty guessed, the last one was Jimmy Holiday. Well, here's another gift. You tell me what Jimmy this is.
Oh, baby, I like the way you look. about you.
WGN Radio. And so Bumper Stumpers A to Z will have all Jimmys tonight. This Jimmy recorded that in 1968 in Volt, on Volt, I should say. Yeah, Memphis label. So, who is he? And since they're all Jimmys, you got to tell me what the names of the songs are, since you can't just throw out Jimmy Ruffin, because, yeah, one of them was Jimmy Ruffin, but what song was that? So, 888-876-5593. 88% of employees say they've done this. Done what? And Graham is in New Jersey. Welcome to WGN Radio, Graham.
Well, I can think of a few different things that we were always warned against on our union jobs. And one was definitely drinking on the job, which we always used to do.
Yeah, that's nice when you're a car hauler. That's just lovely.
Oh, no, that was when I was a mechanic.
Oh, all right. That's just great. All right.
Yeah. Well, we used to use R12, you know, the refrigerant for cooling beers off on Friday night.
Well, it'll work.
and then the one boss used to, and he didn't want to put them in the garbage, so he used to throw them up on the roof. And then one day it rained.
Oh no!
And the roof and the flat roof flooded, and the beer bottles started falling
just
down.
Right, like manna from heaven.
One of the regional managers was there.
That's
and the wind blew, and the water came up, and the bottles and cans started flying off.
That's great.
Then the other thing definitely had to be if you had your significant other show up on the job, and that was something that was a no-no.
Yeah.
And then the other one was always sleeping on the job.
Yeah, which could be real problematic depending on the occupation. You betcha. None of those are right, though.
Okay, well, we tried.
Yes, you did, and they're wonderful guesses. Thank you.
Okay, one other thing. Down in the Virginia and the Carolinas, they've limited truckers to 75 gallons.
What?
They've limited
no,
truckers.
No, I heard the words. It's the concept I'm having trouble grasping.
Well, because of the oil pipeline being shut down and going up to from Texas to the south and to the northeast.
Yeah.
They've limited truckers to 75 gallons. According to one of my friends who went to buy in Virginia today.
Okay.
And he's sleeping in North Carolina, and he'll buy another 75 gallons in North Carolina to at least get him back to North Carolina.
This is, this is so crazy because, of course, well, first I'll ask this. On average, how many miles to the gallon do you get on a loaded semi?
Well, he's got a cat motor, so he might only get 5. Used to get 6.5.
All right, so we'll go with 5 miles a gallon, and you're limited to 75 gallons, and obviously you're trying to drive the heck out of it so you don't get some, like, hours of service violation or whatever. You're not going to get very far.
No, well, he's got fuel, and, like, my truck, I used to carry 140 gallons per side. And usually I would, it would show empty at 200. It's always carrying at least another 70 gallons, in reserve. But I used to, on my 200 gallons, I used to make it, all the way through Florida on both sides. Sometimes I'd have to buy if I had to go both sides, but I could go down one side and come back up. And, I would fuel in Brunswick, Georgia, and then I would usually fuel either in New Jersey or Virginia, and I could always get back to Virginia to fuel again.
Well, let's say you're running empty, though, and you can only buy 75 gallons. You're only driving 5 miles.
No, you're going to go more than that. Well, you got 75 gallons at 5 miles per gallon.
Well, not much more. But
no, and they've restricted cars to 25 gallons.
Oh, God.
So much for energy independence.
Yeah.
No, wasn't it nice a year ago when we were energy independent?
Right. You'd actually go on, I'm kidding about the five, you'd go about 375 miles, so it's not a lot.
Yeah. No, considering that you can do 600 miles in a day with an 11, without question, you could even push it if you're doing over the road. You can, you know, push to, you know, 640, 650.
So 375, you're going to be twirling your thumbs.
It's a half a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So insanity continues.
Yes. Well, like I said, it was really nice a year ago when we were energy independent.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. And now we're, and they gave money to the Iranians and the bombs are landing in Israel.
Oh, don't start. I can't take it. Yes.
Sorry.
I know. I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, let's get back to trivia. All right.
Yeah. Well, I got a guess on the trivia. His name was Jimmy.
I don't think no Jimmy Carter song's in this, but thanks for trying.
Well, I know his name is Jimmy,
yeah.
though. That
well,
makes
that
you
is,
know.
Yeah, absolutely. They're all Jimmy. You're right about that. Can't be wrong. All right.
Yeah, I'm right about that part, but yeah. I guess I lose again this week.
Well, that's all right. You're always a winner when you're talking to me, and I appreciate it.
I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you, Raleigh. Have a good night.
You too. So, 375 miles is not very far. And, well, all right. No, trivia. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about trivia. Sean is in Sandwich. Welcome to WGN Radio.
All right. How you been?
Well, I guess okay. How about yourself?
I've been okay. That's all we can do is just be okay.
Yeah.
If the heart is beating, that's all good.
Yeah, I was saying to John earlier, I said, you know, it's almost like for the first time in my life, I have anxiety disorder. And he said, no, you don't. You have anxiety for real reasons. It's not a disorder. I said, oh, thanks a lot.
Right. It's no disorder.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Oh, God. Yeah.
Well, let's get back on trivia. I got one guess, and I think it's faking calling in sick to work.
You know, we started the show with someone suggesting that. It's not right.
Oh, did they?
But that's perfect. It's, I'm sure, probably higher than 88% of us have done that.
Or maybe another guess then, maybe taking something from work?
Nope.
All righty. Well, that's all I got. Thank you.
Thanks for trying.
Thank you, Raleigh. Have a good show.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. All right. So we will. James in Southside is going to have 36 guesses. I know that. So hang on, James. But Rich is driving, taking me along for the ride tonight, and he's got a few guesses. So welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Oh, good evening, Raleigh. Well, just two real quick ones. Fudging your time card or a coworker's time card?
Ooh, that's good. That's not right, but that's good.
Okay. Yeah. Then the last guest was my other one was, taking home supplies.
Yeah.
From work. Or
right.
What about, one quick one more, I just thought of it. What about using the company computer to shop for Christmas items?
Yeah.
Like,
nope.
That's pretty popular.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet where they don't have a good enough IT department to make that impossible to do, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys have a good evening, and we'll keep listening and listen through the week.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Yep. Yep, bye-bye.
Right. So 888-876-5593 will get us to James next on WGN Radio.
You can do, you just walk. You just walk. Oh, you walk. Yes, you walk. Yeah, you walk. You just walk. Well, I know you're heard off the Texas hop. I know you're heard off the old fox trot. But when you do the walk, you ride in style. You just shake your hips and close your eyes, and then you walk.
A gift, I tell you. That's an absolute gift. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. Bumpers, numbers A to Z. Everybody's name is Jimmy. Jimmy who on that question? All right, so we got James on the south side waiting patiently with his 342 guesses. Well, at least 36 of them right now, no doubt. And the question is, 88% of employees say they've done this. Done what? Hello, James.
How are you doing? How's the blood pressure?
Well, it was doing well until I talked to Sean. No, Graham, actually. It's okay. I know it's okay because I refuse to take it. But other than that, how's the ankle doing?
Oh, it's doing. I had to go to a funeral of an old professor of mine. Of the first thing in the paper that I read is the obituary section.
Oh.
The Irish sports pages.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough. Are you checking to see if you're in there or not?
Funny thing was, like, one time I go to my school's and there's, like, a person with the same name. Also listed in there. I said, well, I know what it'll look like when it does happen.
You're right, exactly. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Oh, did you have a Jimmy Briscoe with the song Together come on tonight? It sounded like one of them was.
Nope, no Jimmy Bristles at all.
Oh, okay. Okay, so let's get to the, and certainly no Jimmy Clint.
No, I refuse to do that. Okay.
I have my limits. Okay. Let's get to the meat of the matter then.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Blackmail the boss.
Oh, 88%, huh? No.
Okay. I was going to say engage in a dangerous liaison with their boss or boss's spouse.
No. By the way, this is 88%. Does everybody work in Sodom and Gomorrah? I mean, 88%.
Well, sometimes when I see certain things, I start wondering about that.
Well, 88%? No, are you kidding? I mean,
we would be saying, this is the end.
Right? Yeah, right, exactly. Not everybody's okay, on the Kamala Harris plan of employment. All right.
Let's see now. We can't say smoking in the boys' room.
No.
Okay. Let's see. Selling company goods for profit.
88%, no. No. Again, 88%. Keep this in mind.
That maybe somebody will basically say, okay, we know it's not out that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Dealing medical marijuana.
Nope.
Okay. We hope not illegal cannabis.
Nope.
Okay. Holding portables on the job.
Nope.
Okay. Driving while both drunk and stoned.
88%? You'd never leave home if you believed that. You wouldn't walk out the door, let alone get on the streets with them.
I know, but I'm trying to like lighten your mood.
I see. Okay, 88%. Keep this in mind.
Selling company issue bongs.
No. Next, that's 9. Okay, we're up to 10 now.
Clean up the company's work area.
No.
Okay, that was a sane one, but most people would say, "Hey, you basically be having them for work for good scout of the year. Okay, let's see now. Tips the boss?
Nope.
Of course, the boss would say, why are you tipping me? You're the one making less than I am.
Yeah, well, there is that.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Drives the boss home?
Nope.
let's try for some basically more in the neighborhood. Refunds what they don't use out of the company account, business account?
Nope.
Absconds with the company business account?
Nope.
Money?
Nope.
Okay. Basically uses the company computer for online, let's just say blue stuff.
Nope. Okay. That's 15.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Hires, okay. Goes out and hires the company, the entertainment for the company holiday, party.
Nope.
Okay, buys everybody their uniforms?
Nope.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're reaching. When we get to 20, we'll cut it off here. We're reaching. We got three more to go.
Okay. let's go with sets their boss up as the flunk, as the fall guy for financial embezzlement.
Okay, right, 88%. Yeah, you betcha. All right, well, you know, blessedly, we've just been interrupted by the news, so call back with another group and thank you. All right, so I've never been so happy to hear the news in my life on WGN Radio.
Hello?
Hello, girl!
Who's this?
This is me, and I just want to let you know I don't love you no more. You and I are through. I don't love you no more. I'm gonna find someone new. No, I don't wanna be worried about Johnny and Jack. Don't wanna be bugged about keeping track of all the things you do. 'Cause I don't care about you. Off my mind, throw your picture up, 'cause I'm tired of you lying. Oh, I'm gonna start going out, painting the town. When they ask about you, don't say I put you down, 'cause I'm through, and I don't care about you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Bumper Stumpers A to Z, they're all Jimmies. So Jimmy who? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, so Jeff in Bradley, Illinois, thinks he knows one of the Jimmies. So what did you hear you know?
Hi, Miss Raleigh. Long time no talk.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, I heard Jimmy McCracklin, The Walk, 1958.
Absolutely right. You are a winner. Hang on.
Thank you.
Good deal. Yes, absolutely. That is Jimmy McCracklin. And that is a Chicago record indeed. Yes, 1958 on Checker. All right, Scotty knew that too in East Chicago. And I want to make sure that Scotty. So was that the Shy Lights you were looking for?
That was it, Riley. And thank you very much.
Oh,
sure. I really appreciate it. I had one woman call me already thanking me for having you play that.
Oh, great. Well, it's easy to get.
It's Christmas at Mama's, right?
Yeah, and it's M-O-M-M-A apostrophe S. Most people don't spell Mama that way, so when you start looking for it, it becomes difficult. But I'm pretty sure the whole thing is downloadable on YouTube free.
Okay. And her, Lord, Lloyd Price died, huh?
I know. I'm really upset about it. In fact, John came in and said, "You're not talking about Lloyd." I said, I don't want to kill the mood, and I'm going to talk about it tomorrow night. He was 88, and, you know,
yeah.
He was the consummate.
Yeah, he lived a good life, though.
He did.
He had a big band with him. When I seen him, he had a big band.
Yeah, well, he started that way, and he was the consummate businessman. He owned all his masters from the beginning. And even when he was on ABC Paramount, he owned that stuff. And he was just a good guy.
Yeah, he was. He was a very nice gentleman. He always took time for his fans.
Yes, absolutely. It's been almost 20 years since we've seen him, but it seems like it was much sooner than that. But he was always just cordial and wonderful, and just he understood business. And it was so, you know, we're talking about people like Screamin' Jay or, you know, or Shep. He was the total antithesis of that.
He was. He was really business.
Yes.
And, you know, him and Sam Cooke was the first two that had their own publishing company.
Yes. Yes. And, well, of course, you know, Sam would have been so huge had he lived. We're talking about Jesse Belvin, and Sam would have been even bigger, not only for his talent,
Sam would have been great. No telling how far Sam would have went.
But, you know, they killed him. I mean, let's face it. He was a threat to somebody. That wasn't some crazy
manager. Etta James had a story that she said she seen his body, and they had beat him so bad He looked like he had almost took his head off.
It's just horrible. Yeah, anybody who thinks that it was just the manager at the Hotel Figueroa going crazy.
But they
say
it was a whole lot behind that.
Yes, that's what I mean.
A lot of people say different ones.
Yeah,
and everybody was involved in it.
Yeah, he was threatening people. No, and it's our loss on every level.
Right. And thank you again, because this lady was so happy she called and said, that was it.
Oh, good.
I heard it.
Oh, good. Well, good.
I say, because she's been trying everywhere, and they told her about Eugene was dead in the chalet, Creek was dead in the chalet,
yeah.
Marshall had 11 kids. She said she heard everything but the record.
I'll bet. But, yeah, it's one that's easy to get.
Okay, then, and thanks again.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thanks for calling.
All right.
So,
all right, bye-bye.
Yeah, I can't always find them, but there's a lot more sitting on this particular hard drive than sometimes I even remember. So 888-876-5593, and we do have our question in play here. And let me get it again. And that is 88% of employees say they've done this. Done what? Gail and Sandwich, what do you think?
I think it was 88% of the workers did overtime without compensation.
Interesting. That's not right, but probably is true.
Oh, well. I'll try again sometime.
I hope so. I'm counting on it, Gail. Thank you. All right. So let's see what we have from Mark in Downers Grove. What do you think, Mark?
Riley, I enjoy your show. It's fantastic. You don't have an audience. You have a family there. And I've just started listening to you. Fantastic show. It's been about a month, and I really look forward to your show every night.
Well, I'm going to look forward to you being a regular part of it, Mark. I want you to call me.
Well, you can call me the fraud, Mark, the fraud investigator. I'll help any one of your audience members who've been a victim of identity theft or anything else.
Oh, God.
Like that.
Well, yeah, no, we need you for also, any Tuesday through Thursday, call in on helpful tips about how to avoid it, because I just cringe when I hear
Absolutely.
What some people do.
You better believe it. The synthetic ID is so profound right now, and I can talk another 5 hours about it.
Yeah.
But thinking about all the people in the workplace, 88%, I'm going, I'm also a victim. I'm not a victim of this, but what about working remotely due to COVID?
Makes all the sense in the world, but I think these statistics were done before COVID, so no.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a nice guess.
If I can ever help any one of you folks.
All right.
Any one of your folks out there that need help, I'm most happy to help, and thank you again for your great show.
Thanks for calling, Mark. All right, so we'll reach out to Mark from Downers Grove. He can be our equalizer. All right, so Sean and Sandwich has other guesses. Very good. What are they?
Yeah, they just came to me, and they always come to me after I get off the phone with you.
Yeah, right.
All right. My two is they lied on their application and or resume.
Ooh, I hope it's not 88%. Nope.
Okay, and then the other one is use the company phone to make personal phone calls and or long distance.
Nope.
All righty. That's all I got. Thanks, Raleigh.
Thanks for trying. All right. So, and I'm sure most people have done that also. The office supplies thing is interesting because people never think it's stealing. You know, they'll pilfer the whole damn closet worth of it and say, well, that wasn't stealing. Well, how do you think they pay for this stuff? All right. So, Graham in New Jersey, welcome back to WGN. What do you think? Oh, wait a minute.
Never applied for it.
I lost you entirely, so you got to say that again.
Okay, well, I lied on every application that I ever applied for when it came to jobs when I was younger. That's how I got the jobs.
Well, yeah, when you're younger. I know. I look back at it and think about when I used to lie about my age to be older. You know, my God, if those applications were still around, I'd be dead now. You know, I'd be over 100. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a teacher who said, no, you must not lie on any of your job applications. And I said, Otto, I've lied on every job application and that's how I've gotten all of my jobs. And he says, well, how did you keep your jobs? I said, well, I was good at faking it.
Oh, God, oh, God.
Yeah, I know how to do that. Sure.
Well, that's not it.
Uh-huh. But the other thing, and also using the company phone for personal phone calls was always something that everybody always did.
Yeah, it's probably 100%.
Yeah, that would be 100%, not 88. But you know, there was one other one, and it just as I heard those ones, the other one just slipped my mind.
Yeah.
But
all righty then. Good deal. Thanks, all right. Graham. Yeah, I was just listening to the news there and then looking up the map of the Colonial Pipeline system.
Yes.
It's is going to get interesting. What I really like is the ransomware people, you know, the dark side who are apologizing, say, well, we're not trying to shut down the infrastructure. We just want money.
So. Yeah, that is pretty interesting. Well, yeah, and of course it ends in Woodbridge, New Jersey.
Well, of course. Well, what yeah, doesn't? Yeah, well, yeah, the world's busiest Red Lobster is right there.
Sure. Well, that yeah, over there on Route 1 and
yep.
and all the rest of it. But also, you've got Newark Airport right over by there.
Not too
and
far.
And so yeah. that's where the Jet A is all headed to.
Yeah.
And then all the places where the diesel fuel gets dispersed from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gonna be interesting.
Yes, it is.
And really, what scared the life out of me about this, and I realized I couldn't read the rest of the article because I could tell if I were willing to take that blood pressure, the systolic is probably somewhere in the 250 range right about now. But I thought to myself, yeah, I know, but here we are again with our infrastructure. How the hell can we even be prone to this type of a ransomware attack on something critical? You know, I understand it when it's, you know, Bob Smith's company or whatever. But Colonial Pipeline? No, this is so unacceptable.
It is. It's absolutely unacceptable.
And
but
here
so
are.
Much of the stuff that's going on now is.
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah. I don't even want
you
to
know,
about
I mean, the, no. you know, now where is all the oil from Canada going to be heading? Is it going to be going across the Pacific to China?
Who knows?
The stuff that was supposed
to
come in.
No, I know. I know exactly. Who knows? It's not going to stay put.
No, they're not going to be able to drink it up there.
Exactly. But yeah,
you know, and they'll put it on trains that are being operated by you know, by people who are big time donors.
Or those who are lying on their applications.
Oh God. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Graham. I appreciate it.
And having nut bolt and washer day.
Yeah. Oh God, no, well, no.
Well, the worst thing was when my brother took a whole bunch of my brand new hardware and he used it to go black fishing on the jetty.
Well, they do make nice weights.
Yeah, my three eighths, my three eighths grade 5 hardware,
oh, God.
All gone. I said, where the hell are all my Where's all my hardware? Oh, I used it to go fishing.
Right.
Said you're supposed to use the rusty ones for going fishing.
Right, right. Because the fish don't know. Exactly.
The fish don't care if they're rusty or shiny.
That's right.
And if you're going to lose it all in the rocks anyway, it don't matter.
Yeah. Got to train them right.
No, he's beyond training.
Well.
Oh, yeah, and I love the Teamster joke.
Yeah, me too. It's great. All right.
I'm going to call my friend tomorrow who had 30 years in the Teamster.
Perfect.
Tell him that one.
Perfect. Yeah.
Good night.
Okay, thanks. And that was Ken in Chicago who gave us, yeah, once upon a long time and a half ago. That is classic. All right. So we'll get to James on the South Side of Market. Johnny D. Oh, he's got gossip? No, he's, I think that's his answer. And we're going to play him a ram for him tomorrow night. He requested that by email. So all that and more coming up right here on WGN Radio.
I must be paid, and I'm afraid I'm just about to lose my mind. Swing your daddy,
booty,
final bumper stumper tonight of the Jimmies. Well, I must say, unlike all the aforementioned Jimmies, unlabeled, this one was just Jim. All right, so who is it? Big Beach Record, actually. Sung a lot of jingles, too. 888-876-5593. Kenny Nolan wrote that, too. 1975 on Roxbury. All right, that's all the hints you get. So, we're waning moments here of Monday Night Trivia. At the end of the show, I will print all the right answers to the bumper stumpers on the website on Rolly.net, Rolly.net. And I will reveal the answer to this question. We won't hold you over in misery for too long. But James will be having many more guesses. But Johnny D is in Youngstown, so welcome back to WGN Radio, Johnny.
Yes, hello, Rolly. I've been listening to all the answers to the trivia, and pretty much everything that I had thought of was mentioned and wasn't correct. So anyhow, I was sitting here. There was one more that I thought might be the answer, and I was thinking the darker side of human nature is like lied, cheated, or stole, and all of them answers were given, and it wasn't them. So I'm thinking, if you worked at a place that had a number of employees and coworkers, people would gossip about their coworkers.
Well, that's a wonderful guess. It's not right, but let me say that when you're saying lied, cheated, all that, those answers have been all been given, but maybe not in the right way. I know that's as clear as mud, isn't it? Well, you'll only have to wait another 7 minutes to find out, maybe less.
Okay, well, I thought I heard you mention that L. Green Ram was coming up.
Tomorrow night.
Well, I'll be tuned in.
Okay, it's a fine record. I always liked it, so good deal.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
So, yes, I'm a ramp. All right, it is. It's a fine record. So, 888-876-5593. Tommy has a guest, Tommy from Chicago, on one of the bumpers, I do believe. So, Tommy, what did you hear that you recognized?
I heard Jim Gilstrap.
Absolutely right. Yes, why do you know that?
It was played quite a bit in Chicago.
It's a wonderful song.
It is. Herb Kent played it quite a bit.
Yeah, he had good taste. Yeah, I always loved that record. And most of the time, whenever I'd see Jim Gilstrap, he'd be in L.A. not recording his own stuff, but singing some jingle for a commercial or a radio station or something. I thought, oh, man, his talent is going to waste. But that was a great song.
Yeah. He lived with Stevie Wonder at one time.
Really? In L.A.?
Stevie heard him sing, and he said, "You got to come move in with me."
That's great. Great.
Yeah.
That worked out. All right. Well, you are a winner. Hang on. We're going to get your address, and we'll mail you a prize not worth having, but it comes with a certificate. So don't go away.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right. Thank you.
Love you.
Yeah. Appreciate you calling. Okay. Now we're gonna close it out. I'm going to put him on hold so he can talk to John, and I can talk to James, and he can guess to his heart's content, and then we'll reveal it because I'm not going to milk this to next week. 88% of employers say they've done this. Done what, James?
Spread rumors about a coworker.
No.
Has basically appropriated an accomplishment of another coworker as their own.
No.
Has applied for other jobs without telling the employer.
No, I'm sure that's 100% too.
Has basically had a forbidden relationship on the job that the company forbid.
88%, huh? Nope.
Appropriated funds and said somebody else took them.
Nope.
Although I think 88% would be too high.
Yeah, I would say. I'd hope.
Because then you start wondering what's going on with this? Have we really crashed?
We've gotten to this point. No company would be solvent. Right. Nope.
No. Let's see. Has had the boss appropriated their accomplishment as his own.
Oh, that happens all the time, but that's not it. But in a way, it's not really close, but closer than most of your guesses. But of course, that doesn't tell you anything.
Okay, I'm going to take two more, and then okay. I'm just going to say, right. Just simply shoot me.
Yeah, good night, everybody. All right, so what are they?
Okay, I'm going to say appropriate the company email.
Nope. Final guess.
Basically sold out company secrets to a competitor.
Oh my God, 88%. Oh, good God. No. Yes. Well, good night, everybody. We'll talk to you later, James. Thank you. All right.
Okay. I was going to tell you about Lloyd Price, but I forgot about it the first time I called.
Call tomorrow night. We'll talk about Lloyd.
Yeah, a big write-up in the Tribune Sunday paper.
And he deserves it. All right, we'll talk about him tomorrow, I promise. Okay, so 88% of employees say they've done this. Done what? Lied for their boss. Yes, and that could be actively or passively. In other words, sometimes it is lied by not revealing what their boss is doing to the company. But most of the time, it is outright 88% say, yeah, I've told a lie to people in the company for my boss. Yeah, it doesn't matter whether it's time cards or what have you. And so that's the answer. 88% have lied for their boss. Who would have known? All right. So I guess it's hopeful that everybody didn't guess it. But apparently it's not too uncommon. In fact, only 12% said, no, I never did that. Wonder who they surveyed. All right, so tomorrow night we'll play a lot of Guess Who versions. That was Scotty's request. That's, of course, the Jesse Belvin classic, and everybody covered it. We'll have I'm a Ram and a lot more. All right, so hopefully we'll have you. So in the meantime, we thank Dan for keeping us on the air, John for screening your calls, you especially for calling, and for listening too, but especially for calling. It makes it so much easier for me. I'm Raleigh James. That's a wrap. It's WGN Radio.